Hello everybody, welcome from all over the world to our room, to our conversation room. I hope we will have a very good conversation together, and we discuss the latest revelation of God that has come to humanity and has unified all religions of the world together. Even scientists now are confirming what we have been teaching for the last 25 years, and they have come to the conclusion of this string theory that everything, every atom has a string in it that's millions and billions smaller than an atom, then according to the vibration of the string, the atom manifests in different levels on Earth or in the universe, and creation is created with this string and these vibrations. Now, if we can go ahead and call that the string consciousness or God, then scientists are pretty close to exactly what we have been teaching, that the whole universe is vibration, and vibration in different levels manifests itself in different form of creation, and therefore we are revealed the truth that scientists now coming very close, and of course they say you never can see the string or put it in the microscope or any instrument to be able to see it, because it's so small, it's millions and billions smaller than an atom. And that's what exactly we were saying again, that God is an experience, it's not an explanation. Therefore, the way to experience God is meditation, going deep inside and realizing that you and God are one. There is no separation between you and the Spirit and God, and therefore with that experience you realize what scientists cannot see in their instrument. That's another confirmation that science, religion, and new age which is coming, or golden age is coming, is coming together very fast, and humanity is confirming more and more that this revelation indeed will cover every aspect of human, from very lowest to the highest, and science can eventually realize that yes, there is a spirit, there is a unified theory of consciousness and the creative forces. Of course they call the creative forces a strong force, weak force, and electromagnetic, and of course no gravity, which so far to this point they could not explain why gravity and quantum theory could not exist together. With this new theory they say they can explain it, but we had explained it long time ago. If God is behind everything, then he has created the smallest thing to the greatest thing, and basically there is three creative forces and consciousness. And now of course they are coming to this point that realizing they cannot see the consciousness. Consciousness is even subtler than ether. That even the ether, the scientists haven't been able to, you know, verify and see it in this creation. Therefore, our teaching and science becoming closer and closer together. Even science is unified with religion. Of course, our teaching also unifies all religions of the world, and it explains how God has been sending all these religions to this point. And now he revealed what he had sealed from the previous prophets and from the visions that he gave to those prophets, and told them, seal them, do not reveal them. It is not going to be revealed until the end time. At the end time, the whole plan of God will be revealed to humanity. After the seven seals are open, after the book opened with the seven seals, then the plan of God will be revealed to humanity. Therefore, no one before this revelation, opening of the seven seals, and the book sealed with the seven seals, knew the plan of God. They all speculated. They all thought they know. But God clearly, all through His revelations, reveals this, that nobody knows the truth until this revelation comes. And now we know the whole truth. Actually, if you know our teaching in the deepest level and see the vision, it explains so many things. We just talk about science, but it explains economy, it explains sociology, it explains, you know, human relationship, it explains community, it explains, you know, family, it explains how the family and pure, you know, relationship between people creates pure communities, and the pure communities, of course, manifest great beings who can lead humanity or their community in a greater degree. And from these great beings, of course, the whole hierarchy of the kingdom will emerge, and eventually the kingdom of God will come to earth. The whole package, the whole vision, the whole truth is been given to humanity now. And of course, we knew all along that also science will eventually come to these conclusions and will be based on a spirit. And the science based on the spirit, of course, don't create pollution, don't create ecological disturbance as the conventional science is doing now, because we will use the science based on the nature, based on what we can, you know, use and reuse and make it, you know, very flowing way in the nature, instead of, you know, using it and creating so much destructive byproducts. So we can see again in this level, mission is given the answer to humanity, and scientists should realize that a spirit behind their scientific discoveries has to be realized and recognized, and how to use these vibrations that they call a string vibration, used for in a way that will not create the byproduct that we have now. And of course, they also have to realize that God really exists, because God said He's going to do this thing. He is going to give this vision. He's going to send this prophet. He's going to send this revelation and religions, and each of them have a specific message for humanity. If there is a being said He's going to do that, and He has done it, therefore God exists, and no one can deny that God truly is in charge and He's been doing all these things. And now, of course, His will is to create the kingdom of heaven and earth, to bring the communities of light to understand the eternal divine path, and bring His kingdom on earth, and bring peace and unity that humanity has been, you know, longing all along. And of course, He has also revealed His name that will be given to those that will be initiated to the, you know, highest level in the mission initiation. And therefore, you're always going to have God with you. He's never going to leave you. He's always there. And those who have received this, of course, they know it in their heart, that is the truth. And as you go on and create the communities of light, you will see all the problems that we have now will be finished. These destructive forces, these wars and rumors of wars will go away, and the peace and tranquility come to earth. And that is the way. There is no other way. You know, the politicians are not going to be able to do it, the scientists are not going to be able to do it, but God, who has brought humanity to this point, can. And we are all a messenger of God, and this message is being given to us to decimate, to spread spread, to give to everyone, to discuss it with them, make them understand that their religion is a part of a greater truth. You know, we are not here to say, no, your religion is no good, our religion is the only good one. But you say, no, your religion is a part of ours. God has been sending your religion as a part of a greater truth. Therefore, we are not trying to make your religion completely go away, but we bring it to a greater truth, and therefore you have to see the vision of God, not your little religion or dogmas, but you have to expand yourself. And if you really believe in your scriptures, if you believe in your prophets clearly said that the vision of the end time will be sealed, will not be revealed. So anybody who comes and says, yes, I know what's going to happen, all those preachers, they have all these ideas that brings to humanity, all the mullahs and rabbis and all the, you know, Brahmins, none of them know the truth of it until the revelation of the seven seals. And after the seven seals are opened, then everybody can know. And now you know. When you read though, when you go to our website, when you understand our teaching and you see the vision, you have seen the plan. You have seen how God will eventually manifest His kingdom on earth. And you become a messenger. You become a channel for God to reach to everyone. Reach your friends, reach your family. They didn't let them reach to other people. They didn't let them reach to new people. Don't become upset if, you know, some people didn't listen to you. You know, just like right now, you can see people come to our room and they leave right away because they're not ready for this message. But you have heard it, you have seen it, you have seen the vision. Now you are here and you come and you stay because you know it is the greatest revelation which has come to humanity for the last 12,000 years. And of course, when you come and you stay and you hear this and you read though and you go to a website and you see the vision, then you become a channel, a messenger of this message to reach, to find the elect in your area, in your country, in your continent, in wherever you are. Then you become second Maitreya, the third Maitreya, the fourth Maitreya, and eventually we have 144,000 Maitreyas that seen the vision, have understood the plan of God, and they become the preachers and the teachers of man. And the more we have these people, there is the greater outreach in the hand of God. This is me. This is mission of Maitreya's, Maitreya himself, trumpet. And if you have a question about the teaching, I hope you have gone to our website and you have seen the vision and the teaching. And if you have any question about the teaching, of course you can raise your hand, and I have seen sight. Great, okay, trumpet. If I have seen the sight, if you have any question, sure, okay. If that is the first step for everybody to go to the website to study our teachings. Of course, when you go to the website, a lot of people just stay in the first page or the second page and they decide, well, that doesn't teach what they are looking for. But that website has hundreds of pages and probably thousands of pages because we have the whole holiest of the holy in that website that you can go and read them or download them. And it's absolutely no charge for anybody, and they can go and read them on the screen or print them or do whatever they want with them. We can see that there is the first step to go there and see the vision. Go ahead, open eye.
Yes, good morning, Mathura. Just a question. When the seventh seal opens, the word mystery is a mystery through all, because the definition of mystery throughout the whole Bible, everyone's confused about. Can you explain a bit about that?
Yeah, mystery means something that it is covered, it is not revealed, you do not know about it, you cannot know about it until it is revealed to you or you solve it. So that is what exactly the word means in the Bible, like everybody, everywhere else. It means, you know, nobody knows until the seventh angel comes, until this opening of the seven seals. It is a mystery, it is unknown. And that's exactly what happened. To this point, every religion took their religion as the best religion, or the last religion, or the only way, or the chosen one, or the last revelation in a string of revelations. But none of them really knew, because God says nobody will know until the seventh seal is open. So the seventh seal now is open. That is why now we know the mystery of God. It is no longer is a mystery. It is in though. It is written in the book which sealed with the seventh seal. And now when we look at it, it is all there, and it explains how all the religions of the world are a part of this truth. And then you put them together, it becomes a path, which is called eternal divine path, and that is the fastest way to go to God, that is the fastest way to purify yourself, that is the fastest way to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. And it makes sense, it is perfect, it is absolutely answers all the questions you have, and it is the it solves all the problems that humanity is longing to solve. And that's amazing that so many times we discuss so many problems, and always the eternal divine path answers the questions and solve the problem. So that's why God is perfect, and His path also is perfect, and His way is perfect, and His way is revealed now to humanity. And it says that eternal divine path is the way to salvation of man physically, mentally, spiritually, individually, and collectively. And we, if I understand this teaching, if I understand the eternal divine path, not only we no longer are opposed to any religion, no longer we say, oh, we are better than an other religion, but we are a part of the whole thing. Go ahead, open eye.
That is definitely true. I believe that also. Hallelujah. Just a question I was speaking to Sharon long ago, about the opposite of good is bad. Where there's an ultimate, like yourself, the seventh sign, there is, has to be the opposite ultimate. Can you explain a bit about that?
Yeah, well, there's always good and evil, and good, of course, is God. God is good, and evil is opposite of what is not God. And since God is everything, there is no such a thing as opposite of God. The only thing is opposite of God is ego, and ego, of course, is the illusion of the separation from God, and therefore evil is when human is in illusion that is from separate from God and act not according to the laws of the universe but according to the egoistical, self-centered, selfish desires of man. And of course, if we look at the problem on earth, we can see that the whole reason for destruction, wars, and what we see happening on earth is ego. You know, I have a bigger gun and a better gun, I can, you know, beat you up. You know, my ego is bigger. If you don't listen to my ego and my way of life, then, you know, you're no good. It's all ego trip and related to human ego. If we can therefore understand that ego is that illusion of separation, which some religion calls Maya, then we can understand that illusion is so strong, so powerful, that they actually feel that is the truth, that is life, and they do not see God, they don't have any feeling for God, and they cannot realize God at all because they are in that illusion. Therefore, evil is not a being, is not something with a big horn and a force, with a that is, deceiving you, but that's probably a good symbolic way to put it. But in reality, it is your illusion of separation from God. So in reality, ego or Maya doesn't exist, but it's an illusion that it is so powerful that make people do ungodly thing and even don't know God exists. They don't believe God exists. 99%, even religious people, they just do a couple of rituals. They go to the church or mosque or synagogue, but they come out, that's it. Couple of hours a week, they go and preacher tell them what God is and what they do, and they have to believe, and they do. And the rest of the week, they just go back to their delusion, absence, and selfishness, and they do things that are not godly. So we can see that the more we teach that we are in delusion, the more we are separated from God, the more we realize that we do not exist, we become closer to God. Therefore, we can see evil is just that delusion of separation from God. Go ahead, Mr. Disk.
Hi, Maitreya, it's just me again. Thanks for listening to me once again. Very interesting answer, and I believe to what you say is true. Can you apply it for me to the story of Job in the Old Testament? This is one story that I was trying to figure out. Is he indeed deluding himself? And if so, how is he being punished then?
Of course, the concept of evil is a very powerful concept in scriptures. And that has been created because, well, it's just what we just explained. It's just right over the head of, maybe 95% of the humans of ego. Unless you're educated, you have been in psychological, you have studied psychology, and about illusion, and in a deeper level, easiest way to create a concept of evil that it opposes God, and there was a war in the beginning between God and evil, and eventually God, of course, threw evil out of the garden, and evil become a menace for humanity, and it's always trying to tempt them and take them away from the correct way. And of course, in the case of Job, he was rich, he was powerful, he had everything he needed to have, and he put to a test. How much do you love God? How much really are with God? Are you with God because you have a lot of riches and money, and you have, gained the world? And of course, when you gain the world, you lose your soul. And that's the opposite. But can you gain the world not lose your soul? And that's what he was put in test. He lost all his position, his family, his health, and he became absolutely destitute, and still he didn't give up on God and said, no, doesn't matter what you do to me, I know God exists, and he loved God with all his heart, mind, and being. Therefore, at the end, God provide everything he had, even more to him, because he proved himself the money and the possession and the world would not sway him from loving God or being one pointed to return home. That is what that message is. Of course, because the people in the scriptures, they believe in devil, it's easier for them to relate to a being that is as powerful as God is. And that's exactly what Maya is. Maya is as powerful as God, and therefore it creates the separation and the delusion of being separated from God. And of course Job came out from the test with the flying colors, and he did not change his mind about God and his grace and everything, and therefore that shows the perseverance of the humans toward God, how one-pointedness you have to be in order to go to God and eventually win the battle between lower nature and higher. So that's another thing, you can look at the struggle between lower nature, which wants to go to world and fall into Maya, or go to God and become godly and follow God. So you can again see that Job's struggle is between the lower nature and higher nature of man. I hope that makes sense. If it doesn't, of course this is a conversation room, and you can always come back and tell me why it doesn't make sense, or maybe elaborate more in your questions, and we go ahead and answer it. I welcome everybody to the missions conversation room. This is Maitreya, and you can have questions, raise your hands. I hope you have gone to our website, have seen the vision and the truth, and then come here and we discuss them. Go ahead, Mr. Zersk.
Thanks again. I know it was a very good answer. Thank you. One more question. It's with regards to the rosary. I believe we should only worship God, and like you said, revere his prophets. And in the rosary, we have prayers to the Hail Mary, the Virgin Mary. Two questions. Is it right to be praying to her? Because I know they kind of mention in the church that she is a mediator for us to God. Is that necessary? And second thing, in the Old Testament, when we talk about a virgin, it could either be sacred as a young girl or a virgin. Because I think she was a very young girl. And were there other examples in other religions of virgins giving birth to great people?
Okay, your first question is that okay to worship anything else besides God? No, it is not. The only thing you should worship is God, which is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. With that, you will go to the source, to the highest. Anything has shape, has taste, has touch, has sound, or any attribute of our senses is not the essence, is not God. As we just were discussing, even scientists have reached the point that they look at the particles in the atom, that is millions and billions, billion times smaller than the atom itself, and therefore it's something even they cannot see. And if that vibration creates the whole creation, even scientists admitting it's not seenable, it's not it cannot be verified in laboratories and places that they do scientific experiments. So we can see even they have come to that conclusion that, you know, God is not really explainable in a scientific way. Therefore, anything that takes us from that highest level, it is not the highest. Some people even worship statues, you know, in some parts of the world still. And of course, that is not highest. They worship a name. And the name of God, of course, is within you. Is nothing you can reveal it to the external world. Therefore, if you give him a name, a shape, or anything, that is not the highest level, and that is the corrupt way of worshiping God, and it's not going to take you to the highest, but it's going to take you to the preachers, to the mullah, or to the people who teach you what God says according to what they understand. Therefore, to go to the highest is not to worship anything but the highest, which is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. What can you repeat your second question about Mary? I guess you're saying if it's possible or not. Go ahead and tell us again.
I just want to know, because in the Old Testament, they were talking about a virgin giving birth, and there's two ways of interpreting it. One, she's either a very young girl, or two, she is, in fact, a virgin, or I guess another way of interpreting it, she is pure in mind and spirit. That's my second question. I guess I'll ask it a little later on.
Okay, yeah. Well, being pregnant while you are virgin, it is not the only time it has happened in history. There have been many incidents or stories or incidents that there have been virgins who become pregnant. Of course, Mary's pregnancy, you can say, was a miracle. It was actually the first time in the history of humanity that they are talking about a virgin will have a birth of a savior. Probably is in Mithra religion. It was a branch of the Zoroastrian, which became very prominent in the time just before the coming of Christ, and spread all through cultures, and even went all the way to Rome. And Romans had a great followers in Rome and in Palestine and Middle East and Europe and everywhere. So you can see, you can say that in one way that a story had great, you know, effect or influence on those religions, and the whole theory of coming of Christ and Virgin Mary and all that. And actually, we just had a Feast of Tabernacle, and there was a lecture that I gave about the first seal, and it's still going on in the other room, the discourses room, and probably you can go and listen to it about how the idea of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost have evolved from, you know, Nimrod, and how Nimrod called himself God, and his wife later on said that miraculously he's been pregnant, and the child in his womb is Nimrod himself. So Nimrod was God, and Semiramis was the Holy Mother, and his son was the Son of God. So that is the low level explanation of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. But in our teaching, in the mission, we explain how Father is God, the formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, and Mother is the creative force, our Holy Mother, and the Son is the Messiah. And because God as the formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, and the Mother as the creative force, cannot manifest themselves. We just said even scientists cannot see them in the laboratories. The only way he can manifest himself is through the Son, through the Messiah, through the Prophet, who will come to humanity with a clear fulfillment of the prophecies, and God makes it very clear who that only person that can bring his spirit to humanity is. And when such a person comes, of course, he becomes the mouthpiece of God, and the Spirit of God comes to humanity and brings the new revelation to man. And that includes all the prophets in the past. It includes Christ, it includes Muhammad, it includes Bob, it includes Moses and Abraham and all Adam and all the prophets before it. They all came with a specific message, or with the fulfillment of the prophecy, and then that becomes the Son of God. Of course, in our teaching, eventually many of people who come to the teaching in 1,000 years, many of them will become Son of God. As the Bible said, you will become my son after you overcome. So we have to understand where they failed to see the truth of the meaning of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. If we can see that, then we can clearly overcome following the teaching that is man-made. And the Son is not, the Father is not a human, the Mother is not a human, and the Son is manifestation of the Mother and the Father. That's why they call Christ full of knowledge and grace. Knowledge was the Father, and Grace was the mother. Go ahead, open eyes.
Yes, I'd just like to ask a question about the stone of destiny. So many people are talking about it. Like, what I'm talking about is the royal family, when in the history of the British, people being crowned by a stone. Going back to Genesis, basically, 28 and 18. Can you talk about that, please?
Openai, can you explain a little more where in Genesis it says that the son will crown the kings of England? Can you explain a little more to us?
In the past, all the materials that I've read that speaks about the coming of Christ, especially through the British people or the monarchy. It's Genesis 28:18, they emphasize, they always, the Irish, the islands, we mainly think that someone will be crowned. Now, is there any connection to that? The stone of destiny is Jeremiah. That's where it comes from.
Okay, well, you have to read the scripture twice if you want to. Hello? Open eye, your mic still is connected and I couldn't get in. That's why I read that you. If your mic is still up, you know, take it off so I can come in. Just a thing. I'll undergrad you now. Okay. All right. Great. So I couldn't get in. All right. Well, you have to read the scriptures if you want to answer. But in general, I don't think that is related to England and the kings of England. Of course, there is a great movement and an attempt to connect the royal family in England to the King David, and they might have a connection. It is not something that, we either accept or deny it. There are many people who are connected to King David, and a lot of people are claiming the being the king or the Messiah. But the only way you can know the true one is the one who has fulfilled the prophecies. Of course, my genealogy also goes to King David and Adam, and also there are prophecies that it is impossible for the people in Europe to fulfill, as the expectation of the Christian is that, or people in Jerusalem is that he will come from the east. And the expectation of the Tibetan and Indian people is that he come from the west, and Europe is not the east of Jerusalem, and therefore you can see that claim can only go to the person that he was east of Jerusalem and the west of Tibet, and many other things that you can easily find in our website about the prophecy and how they are fulfilled. I didn't write those prophecies, I didn't know about those prophecies, I just received the message and it made sense, and therefore I gave it to humanity. Other people came and they found these prophecies and they put them in our website. They have never been a prophet or a messenger who has fulfilled as many prophecies as was fulfilled through the mission, and therefore God has made it very clear who is the mouthpiece of God and the opener of the seven seals. And also, did they open the seven seal? Did they open the book, or no, sealed with the seven seal? Therefore, you can see the only person who can be regarded as the line of the tribe of Judah is the one that God has chosen, and therefore the royal family in England should see this clearly also and relent their power and kingdom to God and His messenger, and therefore come and become a part of God's revelation, and therefore they also become in truth. And those verses that you refer to, probably they are talking about the line of the tribe of Judah, and of course we have to understand and find who is the line of the tribe of Judah. Really, is anybody who can claim they are or connected to the King David, or if it's more than that, is the one, is the only one who can open the book sealed with the seventh seal. If we find that one, therefore everybody else, even the kings and queens, should recognize and realize that and understand those verses is about that revealer and chosen by God. I hope that answers your question on that. If you have any other question, go ahead and raise your hand. Go ahead, Mr. Disk. Just a second. It's okay. Go ahead.
Maitreya, when all these prophecies and revelations were revealed to you that you were the next Messiah, how did that make you feel? I mean, were you nervous? Did you totally freak out? Were you confident? How did you react?
I was freaked out. Yes, it is. It is something. Actually, if you have a booklet, you know, given by one of the people in the mission, that is called "How I Became Maitreya," and if you go ahead and read it, I actually resisted for a year. I was here to finish my education, and I didn't have any visa, and I had just education visa here, and eventually I had only 10 cents in my pocket, and I had this revelation, and I had to, you know, reveal it to humanity and bring it all this together, and of course the revelation made sense. It was wonderful. It's a long story how it came all together, which is in our website. It is in probably somebody can put the URL for that in a booklet or discourse or the thing that somebody gave it in the in one of our case. It explains how I became Maitreya, how I eventually realized, you know, I had no choice but to continue and reveal this revelation to humanity. But in general, I resisted for a year. I absolutely didn't want to do it. And because, as I said, you know, I was here, you know, didn't have any visa and everything. And I was here to finish my education. And now God's telling me, go ahead and, you know, reveal this revelation to humanity and unify all religions and bring the kingdom on earth. And of course, it always felt it was easier for a person who knew English and was in this country to do it, you know, but of course, we now know that all was planned very precisely, and now I had no choice to do it. Of course, we now have many people who have heard the message, and even there was no computer when I started the mission. There was no pal talk or internet, and we have to reach, you know, in a printing material, and of course then God provided this tool for us to be able to reach to every corner on the earth. Just right now we have people in Canada, we have people in Australia, we have people, you know, all over the world. They can just click a couple of, you know, connections and come to this room and hear this revelation, or go to our website, which has everything in it. So yes, yeah, it was not something I was planning. No prophet, no Messiah, no revealer ever knew that they will be chosen and bring a message to humanity. They live in a regular life, and suddenly in one age or in one specific time, God revealed to them they have to do you know, this message to them, and all of them resisted very hard, and the question is, why me, why not someone else? And of course the answer is, well, why not you, you know, somebody has to do it. So yes, it was not a thing that you receive and you take it you know, lightly, and now of course it makes sense to me, and I think it's a wonderful revelation. It is absolutely based on the Word of God. It reveals the unity of humanity, and it shows the way to go to the Godhead and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. And therefore, I think we have a very viable and valid revelation from God for humanity, and it is a revelation that is given for every human. This is actually the only revelation for every human on earth. It is not specifically made or sent for a specific people as the revelation before it. And of course, now you heard it, now you have it, now you are a messenger that have to bring this to everybody. You know, you have to become a contact person wherever you are. Even if you are in the same country that you already have a contact, it's okay. You can become contact in the south of that country, in the north of that country, in your city, in your neighborhood. Hopefully we have a contact in every neighborhood in on earth one day. Go ahead, open eye.
Yes, as I'm in Australia, I'm happy to spread the word, which I'm already doing. Just having a lot of resistance, so far no response. There are a few people interested to hear, but no people coming as yet. I'm hoping for more.
Yeah, and one of the things you have to... Hello? 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 Okay. Am I coming through? Hello? Okay, right. One of the things, open eye, you will realize that every new revelation, especially this one which has come in a time that most of the people have their own religions and understanding, and they believe their religion is the best religion, and they believe in their dogma, and also Maya or attacking of the world is the strongest at this time, as has been, you know, revealed in the scriptures. At the end time, of course, the Maya or delusion of separation from God even stronger than before. You know, we have many, many more toys or attractions to take us away from God. We have television, we have games, we have you know, Cube or in Nintendo or Sting, and many attraction or television with a lot of wonderful things we can watch or go places or be together in a greater degree in internet and do things which is not according to God. So we can see the attraction toward the world is even more powerful. The religions are bounding human more and more, and they don't want to be different. That's one of the things they're teaching, and Maya is making people more and more not to rock the boat or be different, and they're afraid to be different, they're afraid to say the truth, they're afraid to be godly, because not being godly is more fashionable, and therefore it's very hard to come and listen to this revelation and say, yes, that makes sense, I want to change my religion, I want different than my neighbor, I want to bring a new understanding of God to man, and therefore there is a great resistance to this revelation, and of course it's been prophesied. That is why those who hear this revelation and understand it and come and join, they actually are pretty brave people, They have been meditating and progressing for many lifetimes, in the last 12,000 years, and their number, of course, is very few. Many will be called, few will be chosen. Of course, the choosing has already been done. For the last 12,000 years was the process of choosing, and now those who can hear this vision clearly and are willing to be different, are willing to, you know, be godly and spread the word of God, of course, sometimes feel lonely and alone and hard to attract people to come to you, but know that you God is with you. You know, this is the correct revelation. It's based on God's scriptures and word, and it reveals the truth that has been sealed, you know, to the great prophets in the past. Even the Daniel couldn't reveal what is going to happen. But it's going to happen. It's because the word of God, and he said he's going to do many things and he's done it. Therefore, it's been going to happen. There is no doubt about that. That is our salvation. I have been at it for the last 23, 4 years and giving these satsangs and teachings almost every week or every month. And we have not thousands, we don't have millions. We have a handful of dedicated, good people who have heard it and joined us. Therefore, don't lose heart. Don't feel that you are alone with this Paltok, of course. You have a family, you have a community here. You can come and join them anytime. We are here 3 times a day. You know, people here can encourage you and give you their spirit and pull you up from feeling alone and lonely in the world. But this is how it is. We are a very minority, very small group at this time, and the world is very powerful, and there is a lot of Maya and separative ideas exist. So we have to teach, we have to educate, we have to reach out, and we have to do our best possible to reach as many people as we can, but at the same time not be attached to the result. Remember, one of our teaching, the fourth seal, is to let God come through or surrender the result to God. Result is not ours. Ours is to try. Ours is to reach out. Ours is to go and do our best. After all, we did our best, of course, result belongs to God, and there is only one God, belongs to formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, and we are free from any attachment to the result. We can do our best and not to be resolved, and not to be attached to the result, and absolutely free in what we do, and that makes us not get depressed or unhappy why people are not joining. It is if we reach the critical point in this mission, if we can get enough people to see the vision, if we can find 144,000 people who see this vision clearly and are the chosen people and will come, will join us, and we create the facilitating body, and that is another part of the mission, to create the facilitating body, the round table of the 24 elders, and create a system that reaches all through the earth and spread this vision to humanity. When we reach that critical point, of course, humanity will see the only way is God's way. They are right now absolutely drowned into Maya, to ungodliness, and ungodliness actually is more acceptable. And if you say you love God, in many cultures they look at you, you know, strangely. Actually, we have a brother here from France, and he was telling me, you know, it's so hard for him to talk about God, or and that is exactly what the state of the humanity is. But with the tribulation, with the thing is coming, eventually human will realize that the only way is God's way. Their religion is limited. Their religions are not the last revelation. Their religion is a part of a greater truth, and the chosen one is not a nation, but the people who follow eternal divine path, create the communities of life, and the kingdom is based on the communities of life. And therefore, more and more people will see this vision clearly, but it is up to us to has spread it. Okay, there's a question from Charisma. Well, I know we all come from somewhere, but someone tell me where God came from. Okay, that is the question, like asking where is the infinity, that is, where is eternity, where does God come from? These are, as we said, God is not explainable, God is experience. That is why you have to meditate, Charisma. You have to continue knowing thyself, and eventually one day you will realize that you do not exist. Only thing exists is God, and then you in that state of in that state you will realize what eternity, infinity, God is, and you have no question left. You see, that is the question that's been asked for centuries and thousands of years, and Mr. Diff says, is the question of the question, all questions, no answers available. It means that God cannot be explained. You know, some people say, if you make all the trees of the world and the universe to pen and the whole universe in a paper, and you start writing about your question, at the end all the oceans and waters are ink. If you wrote on the universe as a paper, and all the pens are broken and all the oceans are dried out, you haven't even started explaining God, because you cannot explain God. But in your meditation, when you experience God, when you had it, for instance, I had a dream when I was in Colorado Springs one night, and in that dream, you know, absolutely, it was so clear, God is everything. Okay, He knows even the destiny of the smallest fish in the ocean, and He knows everything at the same time. It's absolutely mind-boggling in that moment of connection to the universal mind and God, and it's beyond human experience. It's just like asking a fish, you know, talk about the quantum physics. You know, a fish even cannot understand the basic mathematics in order to come to become a quantum physics, you know, theorist. Therefore, we are asking something to be explained to a being that doesn't have the ability to recognize or realize that state. So that is why we encourage everybody to meditate, encourage everybody to concentrate, encourage everybody to know thyself. But it has been revealed that you, yourself, Atman, and God are one. So if you recognize and realize your essence, you see if it's really God already there, you already didn't know it existed all this time. So we can see that the only way to God is self-realization, self-recognition, and experience. When you have an experience with God, you know God exists. Of course, intellectually, in our teaching, you can understand God exists because God said He's going to do all these things, and He did them. Therefore, He exists. Because you can, a being which doesn't exist can say, I'm going to do all those things, and He did it. It is full of things that God said He's going to do that in our scripture, which is called THOTH, the holiest of the holies, which clearly God said He's going to do them, and He did them. Therefore, God exists. That is intellectual understanding. But if you really want to know God, you have to experience Him. Go ahead, open eye.
Yes, hallelujah for that explanation. How does one identify future prophets after the truth according to Scripture? Explain a little bit about that.
Of course, the seven seal or the scriptures is the last revelation from God, as it reveals everything. After that, there is no major manifestation for 1,000 years. And after 1,000 years, of course, it is the time that God will reveal how and who is the sons of God. And the sons of God, of course, will know what is the next step after 1,000 years. During the 1,000 years, there is not going to be any major manifestation to come. There will not be any, because to come to do what? It's already been revealed, the seven seals is open, and in the scriptures there is no prediction of coming of any great manifestation or prophet anywhere after the seven seals. But of course there are going to be teachers, there are going to be messengers, there are going to be people who might come and emphasize different part of our teaching to humanity. They probably also will be told the way they will come, and they can, if they come and say something is not according to our teaching, it's not according to our revelation, they are not messenger of God. Most probably we can see great teacher will come and will further explain or expand on what is in the holiest of the holies. The holiest of the holies is a revelation. Actually, you can write a book for every sentence in that book. So there's a possibility for the people to really write and dissect and explain. And I've been talking about this for the last 25 years, and still we are talking about it. So there is much to talk, much to understand, much to realize, but all is in though. There is nothing you can add to it after this revelation, plus the supplements like Satsang and these conversations and the other books like the Golden Keys, the plan, the map, all those things being given as a supplement to though explain this in a further, in a more detail to humanity. And therefore there is no expectation really after this revelation of coming of any prophet or any manifestation for 1,000 years. Of course after 1,000 years probably I will return, and in that time we will have not only the elect, we will have the sons of God, and they are the ones that they have followed the eternal divine path for 1,000 years. They are the one that they have created the communities of life. They are the one, they have been walking the eternal divine path and have brought the kingdom of God on earth. And in that time, of course, we all gonna go to Godhead together, and there is no one who can go by himself. Therefore, I don't think there is gonna be much of any great prophet or revelation come after this. This is it. This is the last revelation of God. There is no prophet ever claimed so many times in so many ways that this is the last revelation. And of course they say Prophet Muhammad was the last revelation, revealer of the revelation to God, but he just mentioned it once at the very end of his life, and he meant his revelation, his teaching, his book and mission, not the last revelation, because that is where Bible says it's finished, it's done. When the seven seals is open, it's finished. When the seven angels come, it's done. There is no nothing to add. How can you add to what is perfect? Therefore we do not expect really a great prophet come after this revelation, and for 1,000 years humanity have to understand this teaching in a greater degree and implement it in their life individually, collectively, and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. Again, welcome to the mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. This is our conversation room. You are welcome to go to our website that has been posted many times on text. You can raise your hand and ask different questions you have. Of course, we encourage you to go to our website first, listen to our other rooms, all religions unified, or the discourses by Maitreya. And if you want to meditate, go to our meditate on the universal mantra. Or if you like chanting, go to our the goal of the life is to become divine. So there are lots of rooms that are provided for you to see what we do in the mission. Of course, the most important part is the book called The Holiest of the Holies, THOTH, though the last testament. Even in the book clearly says this is the last testament. And the last testament means that's it, that's finished. The revelation of God has come to humanity in a last manifestation of God. And of course, we will come back to this mission in next lifetime again and again until this revelation is fulfilled and eventually the kingdom is established on earth, and God is the king, and his laws are the laws that humanity will follow. And everybody should recognize and realize that, and therefore come and surrender and submit to God's revelation and his ways, and understand this is our salvation. Salvation is the promise of light, and the promise of light, of course, is based on the eternal divine path. You can have community, but community only can be promise of light if it is based on the eternal divine path. Okay, again, if you have any question, raise your hand. The base of our teaching, of course, is the eternal divine path. It shows how there have been seven revelations, and each of these revelations have come as a part of a greater truth. There have been a lot of good questions today, and of course, if there is other things you want to discuss, you can still raise your hand and we can discuss them. But you have to recognize this, it's a very hard part I have found for humanity to accept that this is the last revelation. This is it. Read the Bible, read the scripture, read what God has said, and put your understanding based on God's revelation in his scripture. When the seven seals are opened, that's it. It's done. When the seven in a revelation, it clearly says, when the seventh angel pours, okay, the last, you know, flag or whatever, or the trumpet is dialed, that's it, thank you. Wow, that's it, it's done, it's finished. Or when the seventh trumpet is sounded, that's it. It's done, it's finished. It is the mystery of God is no more. And we have seen in this mission how many questions have been asked, and always the answer has come clearly. I haven't seen anybody so far to come and say, no, your answer wasn't correct, or I didn't like it, it didn't make sense. You know, for 25 years, all the answers were perfect. And of course, that is from God, because God is perfect. Go ahead, open eyes.
Yes, the person who has ego in a manifested person exists at this point in time, would that particular ego reach the higher that in evil, or that just illusion? Explain a bit about that.
Okay, I could not understand the question. Open eye. The person, I couldn't understand the part about the person something. Either somebody type it for me here, or send me with the PM, or if you can explain the little part of open eye.
I'll say it again. A person can be good, can be bad. Now, when a person is bad, he has a lot of ego that's within him. Now, would there be such a person have the highest ego, which is bad, that will manifest and control the world?
Okay, such a person can... I couldn't understand the last part. Such a person... okay, Shakti, can you type the last part if you heard it? if such a, okay, I understood. If a person can be good or bad, if the person is egoistical and really bad, he can do what? That part? Could such a person ego rule the world? Alright, okay. They already are ruling the world with the ego, open eye. Control the world. Okay, well, they are already controlling the world with the ego. That is why we have such a distraction. We have such a wars and all the thing that is happening on earth. And the only thing, you know, we can refer to, probably you are talking about the Antichrist. Antichrist, what is, a lot of people talk about, especially in Christianity and in Catholicism, Catholic Church, and other people who believe in Dajjal in Islam and all that. Such a thing is not a human, is not a being, is a maya or attraction to the external world. And of course, we do have a writing in our website, who is the Antichrist? And it explains, you know, there are a fallen angel group on that are guiding humanity astray. Actually, they brought a lot of confusion even about Maitreya and our revelation and all that. And could they control the world? They are already controlling the world. Maya is powerful, strong, and the people are following it all over the world. And a lot of people don't believe in God. And they believe that they are God themselves, and they do not listen to the scriptures. Actually, they shun the scripture and godly thing, and ungodly thing has become even more important and more acceptable than God's way. And that is exactly what the Antichrist is. Antichrist is ego, is things that we can see related to ego on earth. He is in power and he is controlling the earth already. No, we don't have to wait for him to come. He is already here. He has been here. He has been, you know, guiding humanity to this point. And at this time, actually, he is really, really powerful. And we are very few people struggling to get the word of God to humanity, and the world is not listening because that Antichrist, the ego, the Maya, the illusion of separation from God, is so powerful that he rules the world. Therefore, we can see Antichrist or ego is not a person. He's not a being. It is not. He's not a person that, you know, scriptures, it's going to fulfill these prophecies, and therefore this is Antichrist. Antichrist is in a state of consciousness, as the pure consciousness is a state of consciousness, and oneness with God is in a state of consciousness. And therefore we can see, you know, there are egos that they are controlling the world, you know, even individual, that they have they are very powerful, and they are controlling on earth, and these wars and all these destruction happening because of their ego and what they want to do to earth, not because of God. What God wants to do on earth, God wants unity, God wants communities of light, God wants purity, God wants people meditate, awaken their spiritual forces, direct that energy toward the creation of the communities of light, sacrifice for it, surrender and submit to God, and become universalist. Ego wants to be self-centered, selfish, use the resources for individual glorification. When we have the infinite resources in the universe, and if we reach to the universe, we don't have to, you know, fight for little resources that we have on earth, and then pollute the earth to the point that it's going to destroy and bring a lot of destruction on earth. But we can reach to the universe and have all the material, you know, longing that we have by using the resources in the universe. But that's another problem with ego. The vision of ego is very small. He just sees what is available at this point and how I can get it for myself. Okay, the vision is not expanded to say, oh, it's the whole universe out there and there are infinite resources that I can reach to and I can have everything I want without destroying other people to get it. But ego says no, you know, you are alone, you are lonely, there's no connection to God, there's no connection to the universe, this is the only earth, this is the only resources. If you want to have a better life, get more. And that is, of course, the destructive force that has come to us and is controlling the world at this point. Therefore, Antichrist, that ego you are talking about, is already ruling the world. You don't have to wait for them to come. And by understanding this, of course, you can understand that we have to get out of that ego. We have to teach people to come together and create the kingdom and reach to the universe and bring all the material, you know, longing that human has, bring it greater standard of living for everybody, but use that standard of living to meditate more, to progress more, to become in a greater degree close to a spirit. Where is the Yudhasama?
Yes, if revelation ends at some point in whatever your revelation is, why does it end somewhere? Why can't it end in any particular place set by God? For example, how about the Bible? Will the real Jesus please stand up? I don't think your Jesus can stand up. Jesus said, I am the door. Okay? In Revelation 23:20, anybody who knocks and opens the door, I will come in. No mere messenger. He had to be more than a messenger. He was absolutely sinless. Who in here convicts me of sin? He had to be absolutely sinless.
Yudhasima, if you have a question, go ahead. We know about the preaching of Christianity. We know about, you know, your belief about Christ and all that. And what you say is correct. It's true. We do not deny. And of course, Jesus is not his name. He never was called Jesus. There is no J in Hebrew. And you are saved by his name. You know, if you even don't know his name, how can you be saved? And your religion is saying the correct thing. It has been influenced with many other powers and teachings, and in Rome it's been absolutely influenced with a lot of Roman belief, and therefore you have to understand our teaching. You say your revelation, probably you don't know about our revelation and our teaching, so we encourage you, go to our website, read our teaching, understand that what you believe is a bunch of dogmas and they have been imposed on you. And you should know his name. His name cannot be pronounced. How can you believe that, you know, you are a Christian if you don't know his name? Go ahead. But don't preach, okay? We know about your dogmas and everything. If you have a question, go ahead.
Okay, well, just to reply and just to explain in the most sincere way I can, sir, I have been listening for over an hour at what you and your ministry or whatever revelation is. His name was Yashu, translated means Jesus. It's translated into Jesus. So I'm just calling him a different translation of his name. Jesus, Jesus would be in Spanish. Okay, it doesn't matter. You're worshiping the same person. Okay, so that's irrelevant. First of all, there's no false doctrine or dogma. The revelation ended with Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and life. He who comes to me will not perish, but have everlasting life. No mere messenger like Moses or Isaiah could say that. he had to be much more. And I just think you need a dose of systematic theology.
Okay. First of all, his name even is not Yeshua. Okay? This is you don't know our teaching again, okay? His name cannot be pronounced. His name is a vibration and energy within you. That is what Christ was talking about. That you will say, be saved by name. If you don't know his true name, you are not saved. His name is not Yeshua, it's not Yahweh, and it's not transliterated from Yeshua to Jesus. I have heard that before. Many people have come to our room and said exactly the things you are saying, and you have to realize and recognize that his name cannot be uttered in this external world. That is why we reveal in this mission to you the name of Christ, the name of the Son and the Father. And when the name of the Son and the Father become one, then Yeshua and Yahweh, which you call it, or Yeshua, become one, which is the Savior of Yahweh. And if you know his name, then you are saved. But you don't know his name, because the moment you say Yeshua or Jesus or whatever, Allah or Muhammad or whatever you call him, it is not him. It cannot be pronounced. Now, about the only way, yes, I am the only way, the truth and the way. No one goes to the Father but through me. That is the claim of every prophet and every revealer all through history. When they come bring the revelation, they are the way. There is no other way. If you do not follow their way, you will fall and you will not make it to God. Now this way is being revealed to humanity through the eternal divine path, and no one goes to the Father but through this revelation and the truth. Therefore, it is not something new. Prophet Muhammad said the same thing. Moses said the same thing. Bob said the same thing. They are the only way. In that time and moment they came, Prophet Muhammad said the same thing. Listen to the Prophet, whatever he says are my word and is the word of God, and you cannot go to God but through him. Therefore, Christianity doesn't have the monopoly of that thing, and now it is true in this revelation, no one goes to the Father but through this revelation and the teaching. And therefore, that saying 2000 years ago no longer has a validity, because the other revelation came and expanded and furthered that revelation before it. Therefore, recognize the truth of God and your scriptures. Our teaching is based on Bible. Bible is the major base of this revelation. Go read our teaching, you will understand this better. Don't preach, please, Judas. If you have a question, go ahead. If you start preaching, I have to red dot you. It is not here to preach, but to ask questions. Go ahead.
Okay, I won't preach to you, and I'm sorry if I did. I just want to, in fairness, let me say my reply.
Sure.
Humble reply, and then I'll go and look at your website. First of all, because of theological presuppositions and philosophical assumptions, is why you can't pronounce the name of Jesus. Because no one can see God or pronounce the name of God like Jews would. Okay? That's just a theological presupposition. Okay? It's not a historical one. The name of Jesus is Yeshua. That's what he has been called. That's what he was called in first century Judaism, first century Palestine. Okay? First of all, you say that further revelation, like your revelation, expands and solves the problem, solves all these problems. Yet, why does revelation have to quit? Well, why does it quit with yours? Why couldn't it quit with the Bible? I certainly think it did. And I think it certainly makes that point. If anybody adds to this revelation, I'll translate. You're going to hell in a handbasket. Okay? Jesus was the only one who said, he is the truth, the life, okay, that gives everlasting life. No man has everlasting life except through him. No prophet ever said that. You can look at the Quran, the Hadith, the anything, the Old Testament, anything. Nothing was close. Nobody claimed to be God himself. And that's a historic position you have to come to grips with. The question is, will you follow Jesus right now? That's the question. Will the real Jesus please stand up? And I think the biblical Jesus has been vindicated by his resurrection.
Okay, well, we have heard this thing before, and again, the name is not Yeshua. That is corrupt. Actually, in the Old Testament, when Hebrews could not actually alter the word name of God, and altering the name of God would be considered blasphemy or taking the name of the Lord in vain, and they would have been stoned. They would have been crucified, you know, if they have taken the name of the Lord, because they know it cannot be pronounced. It cannot be uttered. Therefore, your explanation that his name was Yeshua, that very beginning of your logic is faulty, because his name is not pronounceable. You cannot say the name of the Lord in vain or pronounce it. Therefore, that's the first step you have to recognize and realize, and it's explained in our website and our teaching why his name cannot be pronounced. And also, he is the only way, the truth, and no one goes to the Father but through him. As I said, he is the light, he is the, you know, revealer of the revelation. All the prophets said the same thing. There is no prophet who did not declare that he is the prophet from God, and he has the word of God, and the only way to go to God is through him. We understand you are emotional, we understand you are a Christian, you're probably a very strong Christian, which is okay, and you believe in a thing that's been already answered. No matter what you say and ask, Christian has been in our room many times, there have been answers about crucifixion, about Christ, his name, his claim, and everything, and of course, according to you, Christ is the only way, but according to the word of God, there is going to be 7 revelations, 7 seals, 7 revealer will bring all of them, and then will open and explain the revelation. I know you are true, that you are saying the truth. In Revelation, it clearly says that if you add anything to the revelation, you go to hell with a hand basket. But only person who can explain and reveal the revelation is the Lion of tribe of Judah, the Messiah, the chosen one, he who has fulfilled the prophecy. He can add to it, he can explain, and he can reveal it to humanity, and he's not going to go to hell because he's already in heaven. If you understand that the revelation is based on the word of God, the prophecy is being fulfilled through this mission, and I am the Lion of tribe of Judah, then you will understand this revelation is from God. So please don't teach and just ask questions. We are out of time anyway, but go ahead, I'll give you one more chance. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I don't want to argue. That's not my purpose. And I am a Christian, you're right. I'm not an ordinary Christian, though. I'm a Christian apologist and have dealt with all these issues before and continue to learn. Let me just say, again, because of your theological presupposition and your views of God, that's why you will not pronounce the name of Jesus, Yeshua. But if you were in first century Palestine, you would say Yeshua, or the translation of it, Jesus. So it's just because of your presupposition of the truth of your revelation that gives way to your position on that. Now, the 7 seals in Revelation were not, they were 7 warnings. They were not revelations per se. Okay? No, the final revelation lists lived amongst men. He was Jesus of Nazareth. He rose from the dead. None of the other so-called messengers or prophets rose from the dead. He was the one who rose from the dead. And so he also, none of the other prophets said they were the life, the truth, and the way. He that entered through him has eternal life. None of the other prophets said that. He said, thus saith the Lord. The Old Testament prophets did.
Okay, I have to dodge you because you're going on and on again and preaching and all that. And what means revelation, you just added to revelation by trying to explain to it, and you did exactly what you said I should not be doing. Therefore, you go to hell by the hell basket because you are explaining and you are not Christ. You don't have the authority or, you know, backing of God to tell us what exactly seven seals mean in the revelation. And we do. We have come with the authority of God and the revelation and the explanation and the prophecies. Therefore, my explanation is more valid than any explanation anybody else gave. Therefore, again, we encourage you to go to our website and study, and everything you say about Christ died and rose, that is a controversial, you know, topic. Many people believe that he didn't even die. Some people even believe he wasn't even crucified. And some people say he seems to them, you know, he was crucified. Those Christians believe he didn't. He lived for more than 40 years after he was crucified. So were you there? How do you know? How do you know that is exactly the truth? And you believe in it, that's your faith, that's fine. But even that, of course, possible because God can do whatever he wants. And he might have risen because that is the symbol of rising from your lower nature, the third, first chapter to the higher self, and that is real resurrection, coming from lower nature to higher self. Anyway, if you have, I'm glad that you were so nice and polite about it, but you have to go and read our teachings and listen to sad songs. These answers all are given. There is nothing that is not being given that you are bringing here which is new. And there were a lot of good questions today, and go to our website and we encourage. Actually, this is a responsibility of everybody. Go to see that this is the revelation that God has sent and given to humanity. Any explanation or speculation is not the correct one. And see the vision, when you see the vision, then you know it is no doubt about it. It is God's revelation, and God already foretold this to come. And after you saw that, of course, you become a messenger to reveal this to the rest of the humanity. Let us bring God's kingdom on earth, and let's expand humanity from their dogmas and a small little religion they are so attached to, and expand them to a greater degree to bring the kingdom of God on earth. He is the King indeed. Shalom, everybody.